In 2012, Dade Correctional Officers allegedly punished Darren Rainey, a mentally ill prisoner, with a shower so hot that it separated his skin from his body, resulting in his death. That's why, during a visit to the facility Thursday, DOC head Cruz said he's fully prepared to move forward on any disciplinary actions.
Earlier today, as a part of our overall leadership evaluation at Dade Correctional Institution, I actually placed Warden Cummings on administrative leave.
Wiley says he won't take action until an investigation into the abuse claims is complete. He's fully prepared to fire those responsible.
This type of conduct, this type of behavior, and this type of actions, we are not going to tolerate in this department. We are going to find those bad seeds, and we're going to eliminate them from being able to work in our department.
Cruz says he also intends to travel to other correctional facilities across the state to maintain a, quote, secure environment for officers and inmates and bring any true-to-all whistleblower claims to light. This comes as four DOC investigators recently sued the department claiming they've been punished for calling attention to an inaccurate report of the death of an inmate at another correctional facility and were denied whistleblower protection. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.